Everybody, welcome to a very special episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein. With me today is Rohan Kumar. Rohan, you are here to make a special announcement of something going on today.
Correct. We're gonna GA SQL 16 today, as in there'll be a build that comes out, yep. Which, you know, folks can use. Exactly, yeah.
This is exciting. This has been long awaited for quite some time. A lot of excitement around this.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the work has gone on for the last, I'd say, two and a half years.
Yeah.
And so it feels really great, you know, as a product team and the engineering team, sort of getting this to completion is awesome.
Yeah, this is awesome. Exciting times. In terms of, I'm going to ask you another, we talked a little bit before, but I'm going to ask you another question, just came to mind. In terms of, you know, the, you know, 2000, 2005, 2008, 2012, 14, things like that, where would you put 16 in the spectrum of, just, you know, in your opinion, the spectrum of, you know, not to put you on the spot.
From a value standpoint, if you think about the amount of innovation that's gone into 16 in various different, you know, segments, if you will, I feel very confident when I say that this is the biggest release of SQL Server we've ever done.
Yeah.
Absolutely no question about it. Both in terms of the value that's gone out, in terms of the feedback that we received from the customers, which strengthens our, you know, our confidence in the quality of the release.
Good.
I would say it's one of the
All right, so let's talk about a couple of these, because there's just, this is a plethora of awesome features in 16, right? So let's talk about a couple, like operation analytics, right? This is one that's probably been asked for quite a while. What's the excitement around that one?
I mean, it's pretty amazing if you essentially think in terms of, you know, the basic thing that we try to do with operational analytics is, you know, get this whole notion of real-time reporting on your operational data.
Yeah.
You know, traditionally when you think about, you know, like you have your operational system, then you have some sort of data integration, you do ETL, and you create an enterprise data warehouse, which for some of the scenarios where you're doing a lot of complicated reporting across multiple operational databases, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But then there's always this need of getting real-time reporting on data.
Like out of the OLTP.
Out of your OLTP database.
Yep.
And that was the whole promise of the operational analytics. And the response is pretty phenomenal.
Yep.
In fact, even our own first-party service, AX Online, which is the flagship ERP service that has taken a huge bet on that, and some of the results they're seeing in terms of the reduced latency in getting the data back is just phenomenal.
Very cool. I know when we were doing, we've been working on this early adopter with global ISVs, and we're like, okay, here's a list of, you know, features. Oh, we want that one, and they all pointed to operation analytics. Like, we only need a couple for this program, but they're all like, yeah, with that one, and there's a couple other features.
That will be a game changer.
A game changer. All right, let's talk about another one, R. Right? Mm-hmm. This was an interesting one, you know, this kind of like, you know, a lot of people like out from the field and like, you know, why R and SQL, right? But then as you start thinking about it, they're like, that makes sense, right?
Right. Yeah, so this, you know, the interesting thing is if you essentially take a look at, you know, where a lot of the value out of, you know, your data platform and database is going, analytics is becoming a huge part of it. And what R allows you to do if you're a data scientist, as an example, is to do a lot of sophisticated analysis on your data, right?
Yep.
And so for us, it was a logical next step to take. And, you know, the first part of that was going through the revolution in our acquisition and, you know, getting, you know, their IP into the company. And then it was just logical for us to do a deep integration between SQL Server and R. And actually, the response has been phenomenal. We have ISVs, you know, Pros as an example, which has seen close to 100x gains in terms of their throughput and latency in the analysis that they would do on R, just because they don't have to deal with a lot of data movement outside the database, like manageability, security, a lot of these things that needs to get taken care of.
Built it right in R,
Correct. MasterCard is another example of a company which sort of, you know, like their APT division essentially has taken a huge bet and they're seeing some significant gains up to 300x on the throughput and latency.
Yeah, and we've done a lot of kind of case studies on one of these ones you mentioned, so if people want to look and see kind of what they've gained out of that, we'll have those on, I think, MSDN and on our Microsoft site, so they can read that. All right, one more, Polybase, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of these are, you know, things that are like, you know, operational analytics built in, but like R, Polybase, these are things that allow us, you know, from an outside a relational standpoint, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, so effectively, if you think about it, data silos is just a reality, right? There's no single store that's going to rule it all. I mean, you'll have data in your relational databases, you'll have data in Hadoop, you'll have data in NoSQL, you'll have data in these specialized stores because they're designed for applications, right? They're designed for these vertical applications. So that's going to be the reality of the world. So one of the things we stepped back and thought about was, given that's the case, and how do you build a platform in SQL that allows you to sort of do analytics over all this data?
Not just
the data that's in the relational database, because either a platform does it or that complex and he moves to the application right. where you sort of have to deal with multiple stores.
Yeah, and we want to go to the data, right?
Correct. So the idea behind Polybase essentially was sort of the vision behind Polybase essentially was how do you basically commoditize the entire analytics at the T-SQL layer?
Yep.
So as an app, you sort of build a T-SQL, and then underneath the covers, we basically have the query processing logic and the connectors that basically go and talk to various data stores.
Good. And let's throw one more in there, because I think like StretchDB, kind of the hybrid cloud.
Correct.
Are we seeing a lot of traction out of that one?
Yeah.
I think that this was one where like, hey, you know, when that was first enough, like that's actually pretty cool, right?
Right. It is. And, you know, in some sense, if you think about it, the basic pain point we're trying to solve with StretchDB is this notion of storage is cheap in the cloud, storage and compute, whereas it's expensive on-prem, no matter how big of an enterprise you are, right? And, like, how do you sort of change the game where your data is always warm or hot?
Yeah.
Right? And it's never cold as in it's put on tapes, because once it goes onto tapes, it becomes really, really hard to get it back.
Yep.
Right? So that was a fundamental problem. How do you sort of basically, you know, leverage the fact that you have compute and storage in the cloud that's actually much cheaper to keep all the data warm at all times.
Yeah.
That's the promise behind Stretch.
You may not be accessing it all the time, but at least it's there. You don't have to pull it off a tape.
Correct. Because once you pull it out of tape, then it's really hard to get it back, right? And we've seen that. So that's the pain point. And yeah, there's been some, you know, real distinct excitement. Of course, there's questions around, hey, what kind of workloads do I run in the cloud versus on-prem? Yeah. And you're working through this. I mean, the feature gives you a lot of flexibility in terms of setting a predicate that essentially decides what data gets migrated to the cloud versus what remains on-prem. And you can sort of mix and match that stuff.
All right. So let's turn to kind of customer evidence, right? Like, we talked about it earlier. We've had a lot of customers using this from early CTPs and probably even before that, right?
Correct.
Internal versus external, right? What are we seeing around the excitement versus and usage and around SQL 16?
I mean, you know, that's one of the things, one of the outside of the value that we added, it was basically the engagement that we had through these monthly CDPs that were production supported, right? That we sort of went out, even in the private CDP stage, like you said, even before we released CTP2, we had monthly bits that were going on to a selected set of customers.
Right.
And that engagement actually has been one of the key reasons why we were able to ship so much value, because we got this feedback, we iterated a lot more quickly than we did in the past releases. I mean, just for context, if you think about the number of customers who are already in production with SQL 16 is close to 20. Right, which is,
I mean, so that's significant.
It's huge. I mean, and the number of people who've tried SQL 16 out is way more than that. We've close to 200. We've had close to 200,000 people using, downloads of various CTPs.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of active engagement that's going on. Whereas in the past releases, that number would be somewhere around 1 to 3.
Yeah.
Right. Because all these are running in production. You know, they actually have all their workloads migrated. So this is a pretty significant milestone, even in terms of quality. You don't need to wait for SP1. You can just go update to SQL 16 right away.
Right. How much does this cloud-first initiative help? How much did that help with the rock solid of SQL 16?
Huge, in a huge way. I mean, if you think about it, like, I'll just give you an example, right? This is the classic one. One of the hardest things to get right in a production database like SQL Server is the replication stack. You know, that's the basis of doing always-on replication, as an example. We have that thing battle-tested across 1.6 million databases in Azure, right? This is the thing. If you talk about one of the long poles of the release, it's always, you know, the recovery subsystem, you know, the replication for doing always
uptime,
on. Because this cannot have an issue, right? I mean, if people are betting your data sort of consistency, I mean, and your high availability, that has to be rock solid. And so that's one of, like, you know, I've been with SQL for a very, very long time, and with 16, I actually feel extremely confident, because all the code we are shipping in SQL Server 2016 with respect to replication, as an example, has been running in the cloud for more than a year and a half, battle-tested. We do failovers every day.
Yep.
And so it's, you know, the quality is great.
Let's go back and wrap up with this customer evidence type of thing, because we had talked about before we started the show kind of how we see it, internal and external customers using this.
Correct.
And you mentioned a few.
Yeah, we have, you know, one of the things with SQL, you know, there's a bunch of our internal first-party services. You have VSTS Online, you know, the Visual Studio Online. You have Dynamics AX, like I mentioned, which has taken a huge bet on operational analytics. We have Bing Ads, which has taken a big bet on Column Store.
Yep.
So this is the entire, the DW, the data warehouse pipeline of Bing, where ads get served and you know things like that. So all that's built on core technologies. I mean, these are all built on SQL Azure, but they're using these features that are shipping as a part of SQL 16.
Yeah, right? and been using these for a long time, kind of dog fooding, providing feedback.
Correct. Right? And the scale of these cloud services, like you can imagine, all these are built for internet scale. Yeah. Right? I mean, they have very strict requirements around like throughput, latency, because they are exposing the service to their tenants.
Yep.
Right. So the feedback from those first-party services has been amazing. I mean, the relationship with them, and they have seen some very significant gains. So, you know, the thing that I always tell is if all these cloud services, internal cloud services of Microsoft, which have external customers, can run on technologies built into SQL 16.
So can you. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, some of these are pretty amazing scale.
This is exciting time. This is a great day in the history of Microsoft. Rohan, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Start, you know, if you haven't downloaded it, download it now. We'd appreciate that. Take a look. A lot of great features. So I think this is an awesome time.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Rohan. Thanks for coming. Yep, and we'll see you next time.